When I heard that GoCaps was partnering, the engineering manufacturing division was partnering with SRC, that's what really told me, you know what, I need to get onto this. And I'm very lucky to have been able to get in and do a program like this. I talked to a lot of people who are a lot older than me, and they all say the same thing. They wish they had this as a kid.
David Clark is a 2016 graduate of Ozark High School, and a big reason why he's working full-time at SRC Automotive in Springfield today is because Clark is also a 2015 inaugural class graduate of GoCaps, the Greater Ozarks Centers for Advanced Professional Studies. Think VoTech for the 21st century.
So GoCaps is a junior-senior career exploration program. It's innovative. We're trying to connect students to their careers. We want them to understand what the options are for them in our area. We want them to be able to understand what it's going to take to be successful in their chosen career path.
Lindsay Hames is Vice President for Workforce Development at the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce and also serves as Executive Director of GoCaps.
So it's a compilation of both professional development as well as exposure, connecting into industry professionals. A big component of the program is just engaging with business professionals, job shadowing, doing an internship with a company. We set up the industries, and that's based on information that we have from data and from trends we're seeing in terms of high growth areas, medicine and healthcare, engineering and manufacturing, technology solutions, business and entrepreneurship, all high need areas, high growth areas for this region. And what then we allow students to do is within those strands, is what we call them, we let them explore what their interests are. And then we support them in that. The opportunity for students is endless with this program, and that's what makes it so exciting.
The Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce manages GoCaps, and this year, its second year of operation, 13 area school districts are participating.
Our motto for this is test drive your career, right? So we really think it's connecting kids to their futures and exposing them to things that they just traditionally don't get during their high school experience.
Dr. John Jungman is superintendent of Springfield Public Schools and a leading proponent of bringing GoCaps to Ozarks area school districts. How is the program funded?
It's just a tuition basis, so it's kind of funded like your traditional career and tech center. Kids are there on a half day per day, 3-hour session. Each school district funds a tuition rate. So I think this year that tuition rate's like $1,250 per semester per kid. And Springfield Public Schools is the fiscal agent. So we take in all the resources, we hire the teachers, and then we provide instructional budgets. And then our business partners really are critical because they give us space. They give us locations to host our classrooms right there on site in the industry.
Students interested in engineering and manufacturing or technology solutions attend classes at Springfield Remanufacturing Corporation. Both Mercy and Cox host GoCaps medicine and healthcare classes, and business and entrepreneurship classes are held at MSU's E-Factory. John Jungman says GoCaps also trains and tests its students in the so-called soft skills needed for professional and personal development.
The communication skills, the collaboration skills. How do you present to a group of colleagues what it means to be an effective member of a team? How do you make eye contact? How do you persuade to really contribute to a larger goal, to see the big picture?
And it matters not which strand we're talking about with those skills.
You got it. Yeah, those are universal. And that's what we hear from our business leaders. It doesn't matter if they're going into healthcare or engineering or technology solutions. Their ability to do those things is universally needed.
This introduction to and conversation about GoCaps continues on KSMU this afternoon during All Things Considered.
We are very proud to be a partner with this program. This is something that SRC has been doing for many years in connecting with students that we believe will be our future workforce.
The KSMU Sense of Community series about the students, schools, businesses, and benefits of GoCaps continues through Friday at 7:45 a.m., 4:44 p.m., and online at ksmu.org. I'm Mike Smith.